there up top. Mae gantosu le don dar fan yn fwyr yn ffwr agus yn siil y sbraid yn nod yn na nas a cianglin y diwn te i glan. So, I'm going to read an Irish verse and then an English on each poem, and the following poem was inspired by the bond that connects the generations within a family. Fwyr yn ffwr. La luna seg fwyr yn ffwr rhin awyn tri tfyrs autograf yn sian ar her siis yn agar fath le clocha a chahab san ishgan. Prabin pôr oga ag ishlaw nín trwy fracin na hawn ag tomog a tôn. Casan si tiarpil co larnacha cúsna a chlagam ar a chéla. Las dús ta fóbla ag fara ar an grob. Di armad, digan si lan a graim ar darna an diloga, glasa, orga, di sgwysru i tla shrop. Cusp of autumn. Late afternoon on the cusp of autumn, see this river running through a forest, where grandfather and grandson clamber down crumbling banks and stand skimming stones that slice through the skin of the stream, diving into delicious depth, cutting concentric circles, curves colliding on the current. The towering beach forgets yourself and drops a handful of leaves, golden, green, sending them scattering into the stream. I had a great fun trying to figure out an introduction to the next poem, and I decided on Jean Grey's Christmas in a Bully Telephone, a poem about the particular loneliness of telephone poles. So a great issue to talk about now. Shrine Shinta. Pumpkin Polly Balach on Boher, Cream Bossy, Le Kirk Shraka Sakila, Sotja Rash the Cray, Igunger Grind and a Winter Worn of Fame, Shrine Shinta Afro, my late Linto Farbion, Chown, Tani, Glorcha Pluchta, Al Frevacha Freachta, Gwe gar a victarn teza and clarsha punaha. Balian dridna aon, lalina grainia. E kind to the cross of gaita gwita gom rodaha. Nach no proed miad, na ulach na bahanua arish cuiha. Telephone pole. Poles punctuate each path, dead trees dismembered, pushed back into the soil, nearly touching phantom fingertips. The taut string stretched as horizons hovering above our heads. They stand, mute as roots, as the wind plucks the wires of this lonely lyre, stroking the filth of silence. Starlings gather there at sunset, chattering condolences to trees whose lost limbs will nurture nests of new life never again. Leg me out, Madeline, to law her for a quarter of speaking with Fado, Agus Mean Sheep Garbay and for the Lupra, now I shoot the Jane on Crack and Dane and our rubble. So, I read that long ago the most prized vellum for the creation of manuscripts was that of unborn cats. So here is the cat speaking in this one. For me, Fanon, Lashdig the Bobaher Velaha, Lashdig the Eichloga, Gialia, Pig Mwit of Firid Balu, Yasan Sagasul called them a Kraken. Darlo, Nilanama Pod of Por, Laharor, the Shima, the Scraba, the Chak Scratra, Musclean the Monic, is tossing their tattoo, Breher and Yerum. Koran Kurmacha, Litra Kalupa, Mashikon Nisha, Irene Blah, Nahalikha, Ashil, the Lava Lodra, Vesla Velum. I wait within my muffled mother, entwined in veil of silver vein and vine, while outside men are gathering, yearning, they covet my skin. To them I am but a vessel of velvet vellum. They kill, bleach, stretch, scrape my skin, the inside out, the outside in. Within the scriptorium, the monks begin to tattoo the words of their god upon me. The crescent translucent, the letters luminescent, the illuminations exquisite. From a seed of violence arises a bloom of beauty. Boxer Moher the Cougar Kina the Cuba P Lydia for Farkila Kulkaroli down Panella Foka of Carl Lily Kagosha, Oxford she brought. Lillian was a doctor, a mother of five, and a Jewish woman. In 1944, her husband divorced her in order to marry another woman, effectively sentencing her to death. She was sent to Auschwitz, where she died. The spear hide the Hulia. The spear hide the Hulia, but spear had do verma, docha sheet, traw, ach scap and scamel unto a nish. Trichion and Yora Brega, Bagreen Spirum. An yellow foam, and Durhov Brett Bosch, or Water the Huiger Kinna, had torn a chach, aged. Your eyes are sky, clear skies of hope once, my love, but your gaze is clouded now. Through a mist of false tears, I see a storm of fears. Would you divorce me to death? Leave our children motherless? Thunder threatens. Heart. And same of when you listen to Kate Donnell and all rooms that secrets that lurk everywhere. Room Narachti. Nishagal banya to voke the madnikon le, Mishina clucha orther imulan lasa, Misha kogani klina and kurwan vira, Misha bullen a mona, love the chas on her nona, Mishan paul persik in a vajra naira, Mishan perf puchin to flask fulha, Mishan malach ber huhil shkacha, Mishan room jarmata fui rachti antik, Ayin and kogar, 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 fi the ring lord lashtik. Secret under the rafters. I am the steam that rises from sweet milk at dawn. I am the rocks at the edge of the ring. I am the bended knee of the family rosary. I am the scent of turf and the warmth of hands at the range. I am the bog hole where shame is drowned. I am the putchine and the hidden hip flask. I am the curse that creeps around the white thorn. I am the forgotten secret that lies beneath the rafters. I whisper, whisper, whisper in your sleep. Cui cos non magdalene in gomori vaimer agus chongnin in mandona shod dan an nashing. So I'd like to dedicate the following poem to survivors of Magdalene institutions. And it was inspired by a following quote that I heard in an interview, which went, I hate to be called a fallen woman. The only time I ever fell down was from starvation. Magdalena. The grind dare and a grovog of fullaha, iboka and oprum, shlomin suli lehi, trasna nor lard, her lurug a lurug, and van nach fekfer, a dean fugi. Katin she clues eisht of the leshen makala, chriminti, chol kailcha, or shrank shraka, and fiddle fullaha. Magdalena. As she strokes the coarse crust that lies within the deep pocket of her penny, her eyes flit across the floor, seeking the invisible woman, prostrate on polished carpet. Hunger pangs echo, violent vibrations that follow the plucked string of a hidden violin. I wrote a series of poems on pregnancy and loss. Other comments on rank and adoption and ignish form of three gods that are round that gun. On some detail and said this fire now near in the Mary. Near in the Mary. Le father and me vor me ax bleach a dear. Sky le scap fwy crack in town mo vola vor. Punkahe puk lemach. Glushup, Gluin, New Ilan, Cus, Crumon, New Merlin, Murlan, Sebastian, Nishtir, Adam for me. The bracket lay flask to on down there fishing. Chame me in the meal shag, Naska PC the Vir Navari, a harle kale, a chunnus, trach, cushing, must malad. Yola vela chrupik makir, kur kligan ni mach moine, fragmin which go first with all kale. Chame ahna mauler, a strong share. Jigsaw. For months, all I knew of you was the mysterious muddle of muscled limbs that swept like shadows under my skin, a jumbled jigsaw of joints juggled within. The mute curve of my abdomen, punctuated by pushes, jutting angle of knee or elbow, the roll of foot or hip. One dawn, you slid slowly from that inner universe of shade and shadow. How I spent months joining your jigsaw, recognizing those limbs, stroking your soft skin and marveling at you, how the arch of your foot fit the hollow of my palm, how the soft mouth fit my breast, how your newborn head nestled into my neck. We fit, you and I, familiar stranger, unknown, made known. Fawn yoga. Vool na bjuron binis kjol on cumulus. Hurling grime na owl fawn yoga. Shastali spoon yer shrang. Ag fawn yon le. Ag fara. Ar snaw knit all os nif in a glwgwnyn glwysa. Dyl crofri crifrach. Gan liga. Gan lwb ar lor. Deint a disiw da dan is a dimic gwech na fool. Sheen to spray to my inner, he walked up the day. Quimly and mean, illa, and guna ola, le malekin. Squealum the sneen, ligum, the lube, or lube. Snai her shilta, fawn yoga dochish, et titumas rart, le lina grainia. Leanin malain, and ligro jolla, and malav, lupa, lia, la. The knitting needles drew melodies from silence, as stitches seemed to follow one another like swallows alighting upon a wire. Watching the tiny dress of softest yellow wool grow like a sunrise, waiting for she who waited within. She who came and left all too soon. I lie empty, raw, alone. Stretched and stitched in the cold corridor of the hospital, the grey knot of my mind grasping blindly for meaning as I hold the soft brightness to my cheek, then unravel the stitches, one by one, swallows of hope disappearing at sunset to some unfathomable faraway land. My grief grows like wound wool, dull, full. Trogger il annoch in linnig marth an amart shoulder keeper consumed as a word on maher fell in the wood in Irish folklore the voices of sage workers were said to return at midnight and sing to soothe the mothers of babies that were to be solo idio galima ni ha filin si o criach a tina the kiol kailta kinin si mo chwina is snatin si mo chra free. I name the dog Brenna, a shoulder keeper. His keen long go very to a reach Sola. Under midnight's moonlit mist, she returns from distant lands. With lost melodies, she calms my crying and soothes my sorrow. I recognize your birthmark. I long for you to return to me. Don Ella Tashimar Kand and a one don't ask my case since I was writing it to his head and it. So this poem was in my first collection and it describes the strange compulsion that I was. ancestors and many people here share with me of writing poetry. Réhild. Consciously griach begin yalach, bandi in the filiachta, lunrein she, and ringlod. Sholin she inspraud poem, mer hunt the gurch and the hehe, flushin lapidil, quilahini on argan. Dushin she made, a frab, lap vodka, manod skjopeki. Bruin she mafian louis, excribas, excrob all their fopper strocha, mahuya lahunta, dauseki. Times if we griach begin yalach. Is Caffrey a hostage? Moonstone. I have become bewitched by the moon, the goddess of poetry. She smoulders through my dreams. I hear the lapping ripples of ocean. She sends me inspiration on dark waveless night. She rouses me with a start, half drowned, my breath torn from my chest. She pushes my pencil, scratching and scraping on a torn scrap of paper. My eyes half closed, blinded by her light. I have become bewitched by the moon, and she must be satisfied. Tadan, I'm Kate Bob on that old scratch group me. I saw one hair she gave Deirdre of Nisha. It's from a series based on the ancient love story of Deirdre and Nisha. Other shod done on gaze near. It's the opening poem, nor I saw on Druid Kappa, ancient Miata Kirtali part of the Deirdre. So the Druid prophesies the destruction that Deirdre will bring. Although she hasn't actually been born yet, she's still within her mother's womb. Deirdre's name. Kate Jolly Deirdre. Nero Onum Max Nine Kraken is Maton, Imrin Mawahar. Knob leshik the knob, kraken leshik the kraken. Nor hurling fields silver and lack, hast me, queen me, squeam me, the shreak scoffer. Stadden's lua, staunchy the mower, scandra. Lan rack row a chapa, nach me up in nons on my cowpea tubishuch, nach sprag and nach flad. Uluch ufo sherhi, quimmon mower, chalice, a vowron bullock. Knag misha and stranger lashtig, the fragra feel for. Deirdre's first syllable. The night had been swallowed by a storm as the drunken party staggered, stumbled to an end. I was but an infant folded within the folds of my mother, bone within bone, skin within skin. When the raven alighted upon the sill, I squirmed, stretched, screeched. The crowd jolted and stared. Commotion followed Kappa's caution that dark disaster alone awaited the unborn girl, that I would incite massacres of celebrated warriors like fire follows flame. The weight of doom stooped the shoulders of my mother. She stroked the soft sphere of her stomach, fowler on belly, taut, tight, as I, the stranger within, answered her, drumming my fist with furious ferocity. And especially shop into the shan shracking that those severe shot that she gave that Deirdre, Nisha, August, Anya, Sardonic, Filler, Aaron, anyone for a lot of Deirdre go Marwag and Reed. So in this poem, they're returning to Ireland despite Deirdre's premonition that the king would kill them. Tyros. Slughead Joe Collette, Flift, Splank, Hintry, Tuppen, Tree Hunter, and Ringlodge. What is my trunk, Tarach, Lahulach, Dulastrach, Tree Kligan, the Umpergon, Chalkirk, Chalkwisha, Keep a Pink, the Lin of Trotte, Kintach, Noxelo and Reeve of Boss, Rushing me the Frab, Yol of Lost Wurf, the Glamrock Star of the Dragon of Firmin, me, Dirty Gerdilkin, Jules, the Herbubber, filling with your Orashter. Shading forum on fire than the shoulder, crittin' the four Alice. Nightmare. Submerged in slumber, a swift flash of lightning bursts through waves of sleep. I'm full, heavy, pregnant, dark flames flare within my womb. I bear three heads, three bodiless, lifeless heads. I ride with the agonies of childbirth, persecuted by the cramping certainty that I will only ever deliver death. waking with a jolt, the rusty tang of anxiety sticking to my tongue. The brothers only sneer at my fears, insisting that we cannot refuse the king's summons. We continue our futile journey. The trail beckons. An icy sea breeze shakes the sails and dampens my skin. I shiver. I don't have any poems about rage yet. If those who go faded the more on the blood fired or hand of ah screamish and blonde shall answer me out of blood school. I'm sure many people can name their favourite player, but I wrote this poem about my most hated player. Buchlan Bui. Now it's Nibnach, a scapin basada, chamor dukish, re, chown, le cut a bang, a bina, a sheen and she is the cray, lubin a laughter the gala, a glass of lima and lucher. Ragort. Plant poison pushing through precious poor land, my people, prospering on pain. Ragort. Rotten, rough, spreading like a stutter, stark and sturdy. Radiant among rushes, the ragwort flourishes, with flowers like flame, ferocious. I'm just getting my hate for the ragwort out of my system every time. So le fada ta rin mo gami gwil in the con mar shimbo the dar goil and our mother fat of street man don so she got in an apple lahna for her mom. So I've long been interested in umbilical cords and belly buttons as a symbol of our relationship with our mother. This poem is written from the perspective of someone who never knew their mother. Tilochta and Dubagon. This tober diver dovi men le con. Diver scara. Mask full of squeeze. Powell full of room the cord that gone changed, scale gone inches. Child of the chasm. My navel is a deep, dark well, sight of our severance, broken bond blood, empty enigmatic entry, cord lacking connection, tail lacking telling. Sima gom nora chonig mei rodig in eri nuocht maja le glan miad agus fúru in lina ro lebil an or de lithium in tnishka agus dero goni sabeil in meilig just na hata gro leitar miad sa flahool in sin tupper of mea. I was very interested earlier this year to see on the news that scientific tests showed that there were elevated levels of lithium in the well washer at Glenagalt. Because local folklore always said that there was a cure to madness in the well there. Glowning yell. Drapin gyalach na gwinlach, dream red dercha gabor in the hehe. Tishlium, harf nona kapal or valma, fwila poor, a yelem for bus. Rugged gig, a garv a grime, or mufit gruga. Snaden and glan glass arm, the sound of a lean on life. Lubin mare glass kum o harpig na gwila, lubin rahnach radnza. Come, Brahma Gishach, the Sue slug on cover, son and life a rash, Drisulius Tranchair. Glenagast. Heavy harvest moon hangs high on the blackest stair of the tall night sky. I stumble over auburn chestnuts. Baubles of autumn that sink slowly and softly underfoot. Branches snare my tangled hair, the valley summons me, the cure waits there. And forest floor of fern beckons, like a finger that unfurls with a curl. Stoop, peer into the empty eye of the well. The cure stares back through the gaze of a stranger. Thank you. ramig me an don shan don der na chlor me nach agus tam a dhiri e hom ni dhoshu da begi tamar chua le nach. So I chose this as my last poem as I know some of you would be driving some distance home after the reading this evening. Ashtar Ihe. Saishin an bohar le snask na ar a shlaunin salis gyali mar gilinna colm me knasu gyalia fwi spear biol a reitha Lassen linner loss ar emal an locha Gert shukka shik yala in reimna ur hiza Krokan kuus orsha tri chus an air dof Jalrin dahana karkagyarag Fiusha gle glas Fluri omra rosh da karkra Kern bau bosh di nehiha skohan de skol olia dof an darachtus Ar valach of valan kuut me Shasin tuur in shlim The love alone, drew a sunver, love one, crinval chover, salaela, is tossa, it's fehid round. Night drive. This wet road shines like a wound, raw in reflected moonlight, a silvering scar, slick under sky's stars, gold glaze of lace gleams upon the icy lake. Frosted fields shine like rolling reams of raw silk. An arch of colour curves above, slicing through blackest air. Vivid hues shimmer, crimson, fuchsia, teal, indigo, amber, orange, violet, azure. The night rainbow was a looking glass to the beauty of dark that draws me home to where you stand on the stoop, opaque orb in one hand, sleeping starling in the other. Waiting.